what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped something like this? Children like to get it and pull on it.
Quarter bone.
All right. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? Would you ever
throw the hay right on?
Did you ever hear it called volunteer crop or?
Well, that could be the first crop. Would volunteer would be from the year before.
Oh, I see. Okay. What do you call bread that's made in loaves out of white flour?
Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Light bread.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
That's a hoe cake.
Okay. What other things are made from cornmeal that you can think of right off the bat?
Well, hominy, grits.
Okay.
Muffins.
All right. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Well, I have seen some of that. I don't remember ever eating any. I don't believe I know the true name for it.
Right. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay. What do you call a round flat pastry about this big? It has a hole in the center and it's made with baking powder.
You're not talking about a donut.
All right. Would you call it anything different if it were made with?
Well, I was thinking about pancakes.
Well, that comes later. Right. Would you call it anything different if it was made with yeast? Would it still be a donut, whether it was made with baking powder or yeast?
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
That's your pancakes.
All right. What do you call meat from the side of a hog?
Middling.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Souse.
Okay. What do you call a hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Okay. What about the one in the center of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Press.
Okay. What about a peach whose meat easily separates from a seed?
Press seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that are eaten in the pods? You just pick them and cut them up.
Snap beans.
Okay. What do you call a flat, yellowish beans that you get? You don't eat them in the pod, you take them out of the pod. They're flat and yellowish, and they're about that round.
Butter beans.
Good. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel and is smaller? Hops and runs along the ground. It's light brown with darker stripes.
Ground squirrel.
Good. A lot of people haven't seen any of those.
Well, we got some around the house.
What do you call an animal that has a very strong offensive odor sometimes?
Well, a polecat, what we always call it.
What do you call a little animal about this long that hops along the ground? It lives in or around the water, and we gig them sometimes to get their legs.
Oh, frog.
All right. Would you call one about that long anything?
Bullfrog.
Okay. What about the smaller ones that are about this long? You hear them chirping sometimes.
I think that's a toad.
All right. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
Earthworms or zebras.
Okay. What do you call larger worms about this long that you use for bait? Sometimes you find them.
That's a pond worm.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light and splashes off and on in the summertime? It flies around in the fields. You can see them.
July fly.
Okay.